Joe Ball is an LGBTIQA plus advocate and the CEO of Switchboard Victoria. Switchboard provides peer-driven support services on a range of issues, including family violence for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, gender diverse, intersex, queer, and asexual people, their families, allies, and communities. Please welcome Joe.
Thank you. And I do want to acknowledge the welcome to country we got today and that this is Wurundjeri land. I was also reflecting on the fact that, you know, I run a two seven-day-a-week helplines for the LGBTIQA plus community, and I was working at Switchboard during the marriage equality postal survey. And my experience then of our community had a terrible time during that. And we ended up with a yes. And what happened to First Nations people? All of us, we've got to fight until First Nations people get a yes. There's so much violence in our world. There's violence in our homes, in our streets, in our workplaces, and there is war. The violence writ large. 2 months ago, we said one woman was killed every week in this country, and we yelled about that. But as of Monday, this week, six women have been killed. Six women in 7 days and counting. 2 months ago, we called it a crisis. Now, what do we call it? Perhaps we call it a national emergency, but I want to call it something else. I want to call it enough. And I want to call for all federal and state politicians to be on notice if they are not already on this issue. The time for inquiries is over. The 10-year plan at the federal level is written. Let's roll it out. No more equivocation. No more needs to be understood, but we must act. You know, the feeling that I'm left with was, what if family violence services were fully funded and they had to run GoFundMes for nuclear submarines? What if we gave the equivalent of tax-free tax cuts to women and people living in refuges rather than giving it to billionaires? What if the next Prime Minister was Antoinette Braybrook? What if the next Children's Commissioner was Connor Powell, who we're going to hear from? But no, seriously, what if victim survivors were in these positions? What kind of country, what kind of decisions would be made at that level? So what if enough was bloody enough? So it's time to bin forever those inquiries into Aboriginal children, those trumped up inquiries that the Coalition has made up, and they made up after the referendum. And they need to take every single dollar they were going to spend on that inquiry and all the wages of people who suggested it, and they need to give it to JIRA, and they need to give it to Dadi Manwaro, and they need to give it to Elizabeth Morgan House, and they need to give it to Aboriginal Services. And if we're thinking about reallocating funds, how about we bin that inquiry into transgender kids that Maura Deming in this house and Pauline Hanson made at the federal government? And what if we took that money that they're saying needs to be made into inquiries into children that only want healthcare? How about we took all that money and we actually gave it to sexual assault services in this state? Because it was on these very steps in March that a far-right activist, Posey Parker, was cheered on by neo-Nazis for suggesting that the crisis affecting women in this country was trans people. We all know that is not true. They are victim blaming and they are divisive. In fact, the Trans Justice Project report, Fueling Hate, shows deeply concerning increases in online and in-person anti-trans hate and a rise in anti-trans violence. Stopping gender-based violence means supporting all people's gender expressions and identities. Stopping gender-based violence means safe and welcoming places for people to play sport, to practice their faith, to go to school, and to be anywhere they want in their communities. And to be themselves. Stopping gender-based violence means calling out gendered systems of power and oppression. And we need to stop violence in all its forms. Today we march together, for all of us, to stop the killing of all women and to end family violence for everyone. Every single person deserves to be safe. Every person deserves to be able to flee from violence, whether that distance is measured in kilometres or countries. Every person deserves to heal from violence. Every person deserves to be able to tell their story. Every person deserves respect. And respect is when we demand that enough is enough. Respect is when we stand shoulder to shoulder and reject the hate and division and those who want to make trumped up, and I use that term deliberately, trumped up divisive politics that put the blame on victim rather than on the real causes. Respect is when we feel in our hearts that my struggle is your struggle and that together we work for collective justice. And respect is not stopping till we end all gender-based violence. Thank you.